Today is the 27th day of Kislev, and before we go on to the Shia Tanya for today, yesterday's Hayem Yem reads that it is a day of Hisvadus, a time for Fabingen. We start saying Talo Motor, and Ner Chanukah is after Havdolah, and Kedem Amiras V'yitin Lucha, and in the Shul, Bebeis HaKnesses, Ner Chanukah is Kedem Havdolah. Ner Chanukah comes before Havdolah. B'yem Shabbos Kedush and Avarchim HaKedush, on the Shabbos in which we bless the new month, it's a Shabbos Mevarchim, Hashkem Babeke Yiskapzu Anash V'beis HaKnesses, early in the morning, Chassidim should get together in Shul, Lahagid Kol HaTilim, to say the entire Tilim. Achar Amira, Yilmedu Kishoa Maimer Shel Chassidus, after saying Tilim, they should learn for about an hour a Maimer of Chassidus, Shiyye Muvan LaKol V'Achakach Tilim. The Maimer should be understood for everybody, understandable to everybody, and then davening. Meyid HaYisvadus, Kifi Hazman Shiyagbilu, Masim L'Tnai HaMokim. The time for the Fabringen should be chosen according to the conditions of the place. Mokim dirosam lahatzlocha begashmis beruchnis, the place in which they live with success begashmis beruchnis. After saying the Tehillim Hashabbos Mevarchim, they should say Kaddish Yosam. And if there is a chiyuv, a yartzeit or an oval, then you say Kaddish Yosam achar kol sefer, after each one of the svarim of the Tehillim. Chapter 3, Perek Gimel in the Tanya. So far, the Alter Rebbe has told us that there are two neshamis. One neshama, one nefesh, is a nefesh habahamis. It comes from klipa. It produces all the evil inclination, even evil characteristics that a person has. And in the Jew, it creates also the good characteristics with which we are born. That's not yet godliness, but it is goodness. The godly soul, the second soul, is a literal part of God from above. It is breathed into us rather than spoken, because it comes from an inner, intense or internal part of God's life, of God himself. And in spite of the differences between souls, every soul remains united and nurtured ultimately from this origin of all souls, from the divine wisdom. Now every level of these three, nefesh, ruach, and neshama, kulula me'esa b'chines. In other words, the soul is made up of 10 faculties. Keneged esa sviras oyenes shenishtal shuvu mehem. They correspond to the 10 divine attributes, because they descend and they originate in those attributes. So since they devolve from those attributes, that's why they have the same number. Hanechlokis l'shtayim, these divine attributes are divided into two categories in Kabbalah. Shehein sholish imeis v'sheva kfulis. These two categories are described in Kabbalah as number one, mothers, parents, and number two, secondaries, or doubles. Pirush, what does this mean? Chachma bina v'das v'shiva simei habinyan. The two categories are intellect and emotion. Intellect is chachma bina and das, and then the 7 days of creation represent the 7 emotions: chesed, gvura, tiferes, etc. So what in Kabbalah is called parents, in Chassidus is called seichel, and what in Kabbalah is called kfulais is in Chassidus called Midas. Kach b'nefesh ha'odom shenechlokes l'shtayim seichel u'midas. The same is true in the neshama. The 10 faculties of the neshama are also divided into 2 categories, and they are called seichel and midas. Ha'seichel k'ilil chochma bina v'das. Seichel includes the 3 faculties of chochma, bina, and das, v'hamidas. And the emotions, here we're talking about the godly soul. The godly soul's emotions is the love of God, the fear of God, awe of God and glorification in God. The Chabad nikru imei sumakilim mideis. Why is Chabad called mothers or parent? Because Chabad is the origin, the parent of the emotions. Ki hamideis hem teildes Chabad. Because the emotions are born from Chabad, out of Chabad. Out of intelligence, emotions are created or generated. So to understand this more clearly, how does Seichel generate emotions? The intelligence of the intelligent soul. In other words, the soul is inherently intelligent. So this intelligence, Shehu Hamaskil Kol Davar, which is the ability to comprehend any subject, Nikra B'Shem Chachma. That's the faculty that is described as Chachma. And Chachma is a composite word, Koyach Ma, the potential for what there is to know. In other words, this basic condition of intelligence, the fact that a human being is intelligent, capable of knowing, that's called Chachma. So Chachma means the ability to comprehend. More specifically, the ability to come up with original ideas. And when he brings this potential into the actual, in other words, he takes a concept and he begins to develop it, that he takes a subject and he wants to delve into it and to build it with all of its details and give it structure and flesh it out, beginning with a concept that he has already conceived, a concept that he already understood, but now he wants to develop it, then this faculty, the developing of the idea, is nikra bina. This is called bina. As it is in a physical father and mother, that the child is born through the contribution of both father and mother, only the father's contribution is the beginnings of life, the first impulse of life, while on the other hand, this life in the father is unrecognizable, it doesn't have details, it doesn't have structure, it doesn't have parts. In the mother, this life energy, this potential, begins to take on form and to take on shape until it becomes a full-fledged, detailed, and recognizable human being. And the same is true also in the relationship between intellect and emotion, that the intellect, Chochmah and Bina, hein heim, they are the parents, the father and the mother, that give birth to the emotions. And the emotions are the love of God and the fear of God. What needs to be explained yet is how exactly this happens, and where does Das fit in? We've only explained Chochmah and Bina. And where do the other emotions come in? We've only mentioned love and fear. Today's Hayem Yem, Chav Zayin Kislev, the 27th of Kislev, the third day of Hanukkah, the Rebbe writes that B'Maiser Hasheni Shor Rabbeinu Hazokin, the second imprisonment of the Alter Rebbe, second time that he was arrested, was in the year Tav Kuf Samach Aleph, year 1800. Lo Yoshav B'Tviso U'Maiser Kovid Kivirishayna. He wasn't imprisoned as harshly, it wasn't as harsh an imprisonment as the first time. Aval hamalshinus hoisokveda yese, but the accusations, the charges were even more severe, more ominous. Ki ikir haalshana hoyu alteras hachasidus, because the main complaint or the accusation was against the teachings of Chasidus, not so much against the Rebbe himself. Vahaesnagdus hoisokdeila ma'ed. And the opposition was very intense. Hayatov was b'Tiny Soviet. He was imprisoned in Tiny Soviet, the fortress called Tiny Soviet. And Yem Sheyotza L'Cheiros, the day that he came out of that second imprisonment, was Ne Gimel de Hanukkah. It was the third light of the third day of Hanukkah.